The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now let's listen to Sheikh Salim Bimji.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And in this very brief series of three lectures on these last days and nights of the month of Ramadan, I've been the plan was to go over supplication number 45 of Imam Zainul Abidin wa Sayyid al-Sajidin alayhi salatu wassalam, the supplication which he read to God, which he made actually, not read, but he made this prayer and plea and petition to God at the end of the month of Ramadan to say farewell to it. The next part of the dua, the Imam says something very beautiful. He's a man of beauty as it is, right? So every word he utters is a word of beauty. But he says, so we bid farewell to it, meaning that we bid farewell to Ramadan, this wida that we're doing. You know, we have the Jummatul Wida. He says we bid farewell to Ramadan as well, with the farewell of one whose parting pains us. We have we have the Azadari in Muharram. Imam is saying we have Azah over the parting of the month of Ramadan from us. Just as we cry over the parting of Imam Hussein alayhi salam from us, we cry over the parting of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam when we mark his martyrdom or his death in the month of Safar. When we cry and lament over the separation between us and Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, Imam Sajjad says, you know what, I have a state of azah, a grief of Ramadan, the month of Ramadan leaving me. And he says, we bid farewell to this month who's leaving us, fills us with gloom and loneliness, the gham and the wahsha. The Imam uses these words, the ghammana wa, he says, you know, I have that sadness over the gham and the wahsha that we'll feel, the loneliness, the sadness. He's really showing us, brothers and sisters, and I said this, you know, last night, that he's at a different level because of the way he sees the month of Ramadan. It's not, as I see it, as a chore, a taxing burden on me to eat at strange times, to sleep at awkward times, to engage in acts which are not normally done. The Imam is looking at Ramadan in a different light. But look at how he says goodbye to the month. You know, and there are so many ways that we, you know, when we look at it at a personal level, if you had a close friend or a beloved family member and they were going to leave you to go to another city, maybe they're leaving Vancouver to travel to another part of British Columbia, or they're leaving BC to go to another province, or they're leaving BC to move to another country, how would you say goodbye to that person? How would you part with them? How would you bid them farewell? You might walk to their car. You may drive them to the airport. You'll go to the last part before they go into the security area of the airport, and you'll be right there to see them off. But sometimes you may have a person that, okay, you know them well. They're a friend in the mosque or from work or colleague, and they're leaving the business or they're leaving the company. They're moving. And you'll have a farewell party for them at work, and you'll buy them a gift, and then that's it. You won't go to the airport. Or maybe you may even have people who you don't even really care about. I mean, they're a part of the society, but you're not attached to them, that you really worry about them, where they're moving. So they move, okay, big deal, you know, another person gone. Or you go to the grocery store and you're dealing with a cashier, and you pay your money and you leave with your bags and your groceries. Yeah, you're saying goodbye, but you have no emotional attachment to that person. They're just there doing a service to you. So my point in giving you these examples is, what is our relationship with Ramadan? Is it like our relationship with the cashier at the Walmart or the department store? We're just there for a few minutes, do our transaction and leave. Was that our relationship with Ramadan? Or was it, no, like our like a close family member or friend who's moving to another part of the world, and we're going to, you know, drive them to the airport. We're going to carry their bags for them. We're going to help them check in. We're going to see them right off to the last stop in the airport before we can't go any further. How are we dealing with the month of Ramadan as it came, as we were in it, and as it now leaves us after 29 or 30 days is the question that I pose to you. And I pose to myself, first and foremost, hand on heart. How am I going to say goodbye to Ramadan? Good riddance. You're gone. You're done with. Tired of you. 30 days. You stressed me out. What a waste of my time. What a waste of my life. I could have been sleeping. Could have been enjoying food and the normal times of the day. Or do we actually feel the parting of Ramadan from us? Like a close friend leaving. Or like a family member going on a trip that we may not see them again. You know, the Imam then goes on to say that this month is a month in which we owed it it had a claim above us. It had an inviolability. It had a hurma to it. There's a sanctity to Ramadan that we had to observe. And it had a haq, a right that we had to give the month. You know, just as people around us have rights, you know, in Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, in his beautiful work, the Risalat al-Huquq, he talks about the rights of our family, the rights of our religious scholars, the rights of our body parts, etc. He says that the month of Ramadan had a right over us, how we treated it, how we respected it. It's not a human being, right? The month of Ramadan is not a human being. But the Imam is showing us a very unique aspect of the Islam that it's almost as if it has taken on a life form, how you bid it farewell. Did you respect it? Did you honor it? Did you cherish it? Did you fulfill the rights that the month has over you? And I'm coming to the end for tonight. I'm going to finish in about the next 7 to 8 minutes. But then the Imam begins a very beautiful farewell bid to the month of Ramadan. And again, I'm leaving a lot out, brothers and sisters, so please, I apologize, but again, you can look at this on your own and read and reflect on the lines. I just want to highlight certain passages that really resonate with me that I hope will resonate with you as well. So the Imam then says, فَنَحْنُ قَائِلُونَ. So we are those people who say to you, O the month of Ramadan, أَسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا شَهْرَ اللَّهِ الْأَكْبَرِ وَيَا إِيدَ أَوْلِيَائِهِ. Peace be upon you, O greatest month of Allah and the festival, the Eid of His friends. Now he's saying goodbye to Ramadan, but he's calling it the Eid of the Awliya. We haven't gotten to Eid yet, you know, it's still early. But he's calling Ramadan the day of Ramadan the period of Eid of the friends of Allah. Now there's a lot to unpack in here. I'm going to try to see how much I can do in the next 5 or 6 minutes, you know. But one of the things the Imam is showing us here is that we greet the month by saying Assalamu alayka ya Shahr Allahil Akbar, for example. But don't you and I normally greet people? You might have fish at home. I don't know if you're like me, who talks to his guppies in his tank. But do you go up to your fish tank and say, Assalamu alaikum, ya goldfish? Assalamu alaikum, ya, you know, whatever fish you have? Do you say salam to your hamster at home, or your kittens, or your budgies, or your parakeets? Most people don't talk to their animals, although Rasulullah would often do that. And, you know, there are stories about the Prophet and his interaction with animals, but we don't normally talk to animals. And we surely don't say salam to an animal or a wall or a tree when we go in the hiking in the forest. We say, you know, assalamu alaikum, yeah, beautiful redwood tree in Stanley Park, and give it a hug. We tend not to do that. But here the Imam is showing us, he says, Assalamu alayka ya shahr Allah al-Akbar. Greetings be upon you, O the greatest month of God. So we greet the month of Allah, Shahrullah, Shahru Ramadan. We greet the month of Ramadan, the month of Allah, the month of the Ummah, with Assalamu alayka. Peace be upon you.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahim Kareem.
محمد يا مؤمنين صل على